All of the karbanos that are brought during the miluim, the process of dedicating the Mishkan that we come across in Parshas Tzav, are burned on the Mizbeach, exactly where we would expect. That's the spot where all karbanos are supposed to go. With one exception that we see here in Chamishi, the par hachatas, the bull that Aaron brought as a karban chatas, that was not burnt on the Mizbeach. Rather, the Torah tells us that after the assorted sprinklings of the blood, the entire bull is to be taken outside of the Mishkan, and it is burnt outside of the entire camp. And the question is why? What sets apart the chatas over here from everything else? And what is the message behind this being taken out of the entire camp and being burnt? The Ramban elsewhere explains that this is part of a pattern of a few different karbanos. He says there are really two models of forgiveness, and it's a very important idea. Usually, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives our Aveira is we do something wrong, we bring a karban, we bring the karban onto the Mizbeach, and our sin is atoned. It's as if the sin has been wiped away. However, there are some sins which are too severe to simply be erased as if they were never there. The parachatas over here, Aaron's bull, is an example of that. The reason is because why is Aaron bringing a chatas? What is the sin that his bull here is atoning for? Chazal explained it's atoning for Aaron's involvement in the golden calf, in the Egel Hazav. And the Ramban says the Egel Hazav was too severe a sin to just simply casually be brought on the Mizbeach, and it's as if it's wiped away just like everything else. Another one of the classic examples of a carbon like this, the Ramban cites, is the Sa'ir La'azazel, the goat of Azazel, which is supposed to atone for all of our Averos for the entire year. That's, you can't just, you know, bring that on the Mizbeach and that's it. You know, a whole Averos of all year are just erased and wiped away as if they were never gone. Some Averos are too severe to have such an easy response. The question then is, okay, what do we do? How can we respond? How can we go on from here? And the answer is that even when there are things which are so bad that we can't just erase it, we always have the ability to move past it. I can still have a relationship with someone, even though they wronged me. I know they wronged me. I know they regret they wronged me. Their regret is sincere. I don't have to necessarily wipe it away as if it never happened. But what I will do is move on, and the relationship can still continue and survive. The Ramban says that's the message behind some of these karbanei chatas, which are taken out of the camp entirely. And two of the examples again here being the Sa'ir La'azazel and Aaron's bull for the golden calf. These are averos which we can't just erase, but the idea of taking the bull out of the camp and burning it out of the camp, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us, we're going to move past it. Okay, don't think that it never happened. But we can go on. The relationship is still going to be there. And it's such an important idea that there are two models for us how to get over it when we're wrong. Sometimes we're able to just really erase it. We're able to wipe it away. We can fully forgive and as if it was never happened. But as we all know, sometimes we're not able to muster that kind of response. Sometimes someone may have done something, thus God forbid, which was truly profoundly hurtful. It was really, really damaging. We can't find it within ourselves to say that it should just be as if it never was. And maybe we shouldn't find that within ourselves. So the Ramban is explaining that's okay. And that there are times where there still can be another response. The response of the parachatas over here, which is, we acknowledge it, we don't deny the wrong, we don't shy away from the wrong, and yet the relationship can still continue. We'll take the bull out of the camp, we put it on the side, it was what it was, we know it, we acknowledge it, we admit it, and we move on. And as time goes on, and as we build, and as we have more karbanos, and more closeness, and more relationship, in the fullness of time, we'll get to the point, maybe, where things are where we want to be. But it doesn't have to be all or nothing. We can, for now, put things over the side and focusing on building the relationship going forward.